All right, we call your meeting in order. It's the Outreach Committee meeting at October 20th, starting at 6:25 p.m. Let's go to roll call.
Yes. Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen, I do not hear you. William Crozier. William Crozier, did he ask for an excused absence, Captain Tom?
Teresa Allen and William and Bill Crozier have asked for excused absence, yes.
Oh my. Okay. All right. And let's see, Thomas Harper.
Here.
And Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
So Thomas Harper present, Mike Lewis present. Frank Prata, I believe he asked for an excused absence.
Yes.
Okay.
Frank Prata has asked for excused absence. Oops.
Nancy Saibar, Nadutomi is present. Ted Weisgall?
Here.
Ted Weisgall is present. And we have 1, 2, 3. We have 4. We need 4.
Have Venetia Williams that just came in. Hello, Venetia.
Hello, Venetia.
Hello, everybody.
Venetia Williams is present. All right. So we have Tom, Mike. Okay, Nancy. Okay, all right. That makes 4 members are present. That we've got quorum. Okay. Venetia, I don't know if your status, but anyway, you're present here. Thank you. And Jane Scheinler, are you here?
Oh, I am absolutely here.
Okay, Jane present. All right. We have quorum, Captain Tom.
Thank you, Nancy. All right, let's move on to the approval of the agenda.
I object.
Objection? State your objection, please.
You don't have to have an approved agenda. If you lock it in, then to change it, you have to have a 2/3 vote. We need the flexibility of just dealing with it without formally approving it. We can still follow it, but we don't need to approve it. And I don't want us to be locked in. I want the freedom to be able to address things other than what's on the agenda right now.
Okay, so noted. Let's move on to the minutes. We need the approval of minutes. Has everybody got the minutes?
You don't need the approval of minutes either. You just need to ask for either additions or corrections.
Okay, Ted, thank you.
You need approval of the minutes.
I'm sorry, say that again, Jane.
Sorry, I believe we do need the approval of the minutes in order to move on. Hearing no objections, you can, the minutes will be adopted, accepted by acclamation.
Do I have any?
You're just filing them for the record.
Do I have any objection on the minutes?
No objections.
Okay, so moved. Let's go on with the agenda. Okay. Nancy?
Yes. Yes, I didn't call Robin's name on the roll call. I'm sorry. Robin, please give us a report.
I don't have anything that's really like a report right now. Uh-huh. I know of one event that's happening this weekend at the Cottonwood Club that we can have a presence at. It's going to be a benefit for KPFT. It's a Rocktober benefit for KPFT. And for the near future, there's going to be relatively near future on December 4th, there's going to be a, benefit concert done by Sweet Mama Cotton for KPFT at 14 pews. So, you know, KPFT will have to have some kind of presence there, several kinds of presences. That's all on my agenda right now.
What is the time of December 4th?
Yeah, that's the Sunday, and it starts at 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
All right. Is anybody going to be out at the Cottonwood Club Saturday?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Ted. What is your question?
I would like to know what the protocols are that make these KPFT events. What role, if any, the board has played in deciding these are KPFT events and thus become opportunities for this committee to be engaged in these activities. How did they become KPFT events?
Robin?
You're asking me?
Yes.
All right. The Cottonwood is called it's really not a KPFT event. It's a Cottonwood event that they're putting on to benefit KPFT out of the kindness of their hearts. So, and to help them along with giving them a little play. The one at 14 Pews is being organized by the Development Committee. So I guess that makes that a KPFT event. Also the, door is going to KPFT. A lot of the organization is being done by people on the Development Committee.
Well, we need representation. We need people out there to volunteer to help at Cottonwood or any event that KPFT is involved in. I will be out there.
I have another question.
Ted, can I finish, please, sir? I'll be out there this Saturday at Cottonwood, and if anybody else wants to volunteer to be out there with me, I would appreciate it. I'll be out there at 5 p.m. Go ahead, Ted.
Does this committee and does the development committee, do they have the authority to approve of events without running it by the board? I seem to recall that those committees have that authority. And I have a follow-up question. Assuming the answer is yes, that these committees don't have to run things by the board, and that is, what kind of materials are available for these and other events? What kind of money do we have to prepare materials? And you know, what are we taking with us to these events to distribute?
Believe that we are going to be getting flyers, okay? And also, it was suggested to me by Teresa Allen that we have some T-shirts and some items out there to give donations for the T-shirts, and so that way we can raise money at Cotton.
I have another question.
Yes, Ted.
Who has designed the flyers? What do the flyers say? Or are we giving an individual carte blanche to create the flyers without committee approval because we trust that individual's integrity?
Well, I believe that it is the KPFTX, KPFT flyer, present flyer that we have available. Okay.
I have no idea what that is.
Go ahead, Nancy.
No, I was going to ask Robin. Maybe she would know.
I got disconnected. My battery died.
Oh, okay.
Robin, what is our present flyer?
Nothing new has been designed since the art car parade that I'm aware of. Okay. So that's what we got.
We still do have flyers, correct?
Printed? No. We still have the template for it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch the last word she said. We still have the what?
Template.
Oh, template. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, Ted was asking what we have What flyers do we have? Have we had an approval from the LSB? And just, you know, and try to answer his question.
Is there approval for the LSB for KPMT to be associated with these events? Is that the question?
Or do the committees have the freedom to approve things without it going through the LSB?
Actually, I think that's an LSB question. I just do what I do. maybe, I don't know, is the chair here? Maybe she would know.
Mary, can you answer that question, please? Jane?
Is she muted?
Off the top,
because the cat was standing on the keyboard, so I muted myself. Sorry. In my opinion, as chair, the committee chairs are empowered to do their job. And if Captain Tom is spearheading the outreach program, then he uses the tools that he has available. I would love, Robin, and I really, really don't mean to put you on the spot. It would be lovely if you could like pick up the flyer and wave it in front of the camera, but I don't really think it's necessary. I know that Teresa Allen uses it a lot, and I have no question that it is appropriate and represents what the LSB wants to represent as KPFT at these events. So I would say empower the committee chairs, in this case, Captain Tom, for outreach to go and do outreach. It's goodness knows it's hard enough to get people to do anything. I don't want to put any restrictions on them unless they really screw up badly, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay. Guest head.
I said essentially the same thing. I don't know if Jane heard me, but what I said was, I think a couple of committees have been given the authority to operate without running things by the LSB. I am concerned about what is on a flyer that was used for the Art Car Parade. I don't remember how many months ago that was, but I am certainly concerned about whether or not it says our address is on Caroline Street or on Lovett. And I would like to know what is the content of this flyer.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have a present flyer from KPF?
Well, if you let me share a screen, I can probably pull it up on my computer.
Yes, ma'am.
Just give me several minutes. You all go on with what you're doing.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate your help.
This is Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
Maybe we ought to have a subcommittee to start making a draft for a new flyer with a new address and a QR code, and management needs to tell us which shows or how many shows. I mean, we could have a subcommittee make a draft and let management look at it, and then also we could be thinking about programming guide. I really would love to have a programming guide again, like we used to, with every show, you know, the HD2 and the HD1, both.
Okay, I'm ready to share this thing.
Okay. Go ahead, Robin. Thank you.
Okay. I think you have to enable it because it's disabled right now.
All right.
I think Captain has to enable screen sharing, but I could be wrong because.
Yeah, I think so.
Let me go to my apps here and find out if I can screen share. Hold on. Oh, Lord.
If you look at participants and find me, I think you can right-click or something, and then you give me the right screen.
That's what I'm doing right now, Robin. Thank you. Oh, please. Should I ask you to start video? Is that how I do it?
Start a video. No, it's not exactly a video, but let's see what happens.
There you go. There you are.
Nope, that's not what we need. I need to be able to screen share. Oh, well.
It's a start.
I suppose.
Do you have one that you can just hold up in front of your computer?
No.
Oh, so you got to pull it from the electronic copy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Never mind. I'm just going to back down. Sorry.
Well, what does
good
it
try,
look like?
Though.
Robin, what does it look like? Does it have a radio on it?
Yeah, the front has a radio. It says, knock, who's there? Radio.
Oh, yes.
Radio, here comes KPFT. And on the back,
I
listed some of the shows that KPFT airs. And then a QR code so you can get to the website that way. There's no addresses on here.
Okay.
Well, Robin, I know this is a little bit, you know, of a short advance, but I can be at the station tomorrow, and if I can get some flyers, I would appreciate it.
Well, part of the problem is there is no printer at the station that works. So nothing can be printed there right now.
Oh, it looks all blurry. This is the one I have. I have some here I can give to Captain Ty. It has a radio. And then on the back, it's got the QR code. It looks blurry, doesn't it?
Yes.
QR code in the lower and the new logo here of KPFT on it. And then it's got, let's see, what does it have? Listener-sponsored, commercial-free, community radio. Cutting edge news and analysis Monday through Friday AM. Sojourner Truth, Democracy Now, Tom Hartman. Then it says, yeah, it doesn't have the U Talk show or any of the news shows. The music lineup on Sundays, Down Home Blues, Blues Brunch, Howlin' the Blues, Songwriter Studio, Irish Airs, Bluegrass Depot, Gospel Memories, that's no longer on, Blues and Hi-Fi and Heavy Rotation. I think he's on a different day now. In public affairs, it says Whole Mother on call with Dr. Simotis. Nuestra Palabra, Like It Is. That's not there anymore. Like It Is with Bob Franklin. Let's see, Air Voices on Tuesday. That's a different day. And then Cultural Baggage, Connect the Dots, Open Journal on Wednesday. Politics Done Right, Progressive Forum, Queer Voices, Pan-African Journal, Prisoner Show. So basically it's there. It just doesn't have the... What's really call-in show, because we haven't had call-ins for over.
Yes. Yes, you may.
Oh, that's a good idea.
All right. Let me make you co-host. Hold on. There you go.
Recording stopped.
Yes,
oh, recording stopped.
Oops.
Oh, that's right.
Well, hang on.
What is this flyer for?
From the Art Car Parade, that was last, was it, when was it? April?
No. Okay, what is it for now?
But we're going to have an event this Saturday, and so he needs some, flyers.
We may have more than one event on Saturday.
There you go.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's set up for, to be, you know, cut into quarters, so that's why you see it repeated.
Is that the very bottom, Free Community Radio?
What?
What?
No, at the bottom it says kpfd.org and then the telephone number, the 4000 number. There's no address on this one. The cartoon is Knock Knock Who's There, Radio, Radio Who, Radio or Not, Here Comes KPFT. And it's got a lightning, looks like thunderbolts coming out of a radio.
Yeah, let me see if I can open the front.
Well, we would have to, somehow change that, flyer and put the, information on the,
Oh Lord.
Well,
I'm gonna be over this graphics committee because this little elementary rudimentary stuff is getting on my nerves.
Excuse me.
But it's It's what we have. And that's what I was, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get called on here whenever you're ready.
All right. Nisi.
Yes, Tom.
What was your comment, please?
I said, I'm going to be over the graphic design committee because these rudimentary, too much information flyers gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta go.
Uh-huh.
And Nisi, I back you up on that, but I want to say it's a heck of a lot better than nothing.
I agree, it's way too much
data. But what I wanted to say initially before you made your pithy comment, it's wonderful. I mean, it's something you have in your hand for people who haven't been exposed to KPFT at all. They're going to look at that and one of these little wordy things is going to pop out at them and it's going to be Howlin' the Blues or it's going to be Irish Airs or it's going to be Nuestra Palabra. And somebody is going to grab hold of that and say, oh my gosh, I didn't know we had that in Houston. And it's a start. You know, it's like say, you know, the old saying, it's a start. But it does need some work, but it's okay. It's, you know, my stand and certain members of my family disagree with me about this, but I have a saying which is, good enough is good enough. So I'm going to stand down now.
Okay.
All right.
I'm criticizing nobody. I just stated a fact.
Okay.
I'd like to ask a question.
Ted, I have a ruling. Anybody that wants to speak, will you please say your name and want it to be added to the stack? I would appreciate it. That would, you know, maintain control of the meeting. Ted, you're next.
I would like to know if the QR code takes you to accurate information.
Good question. Where does the QR code go?
To kpft.org.
Okay. Got it.
That's good.
All right.
Is that accurate? Does anybody?
Welcome to the 21st century.
Say that again, Ted, please. All right. Can we move on with the agenda, please?
Okay, the next item is a motion for programming committee, and I hope everybody, Venice, okay, let me see if I can send that to her. Okay. Let me, motion for programming committee. Or to include. Okay, I just sent it to Venetia.
You sent it by email?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. All right. Does everybody have it? Oh. Or shall I send it to Otis? Otis, do you have it?
Yes, Otis has it.
Okay. All right. Motion for KPFD Programming Committee amended October 2022. So it's different than what's been seen by the board, that was in, I forgot when that was, several months ago. Whereas a station's programming is the most important factor of a station's relevance. Whereas the bylaws, Article 7, Local Station Boards, Section 3, Specific Powers and Duties, G, requires the LSB, quote, to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of listeners, demographic, and communities, geographic, served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for programming evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, respectful manner to provide quality programming. And whereas the bylaws, Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 10, Local Station Board Advisory Committees, quote, A, an LSB may by resolution designate one or more advisory committee to serve at the pleasure, direction, and supervision of the LSB. Any such advisory committee shall include at least two LSB members. Members affiliated with that radio station shall be eligible for appointment to a committee. Be it resolved that the KPFD LSB establish a KPFD programming committee to help with suggested recommendations to, and then there's 27 different recommendations. These are suggested. It says suggested. It doesn't mean required. I numbered them.
Point of order.
Yes.
Yes, Ted, go ahead with your point.
Can she finish what she was saying?
I would like to see what she is reading. Is there a way that we can look at it at the same time that she's?
Oh, Ted, I sent it to you by email.
Can the whole committee see what you're saying?
Oh. I'm looking right at it.
You mean on the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
All right, Otis. Hold on, please. Otis, would you please make me back the host, please, so I can continue recording? I need Thank you. So now I can record. Back to recording. Anyway, okay.
Recording in progress.
I need to take this motion to a vote.
Well, I asked a question and I interrupted her and I found out that I guess I can Google and look for an email from Nancy.
Alright, Ted. Go ahead and do what you
have. Okay, Ted, I just sent it again, just now, to you again.
Well, continue talking, Nancy.
Alright. Shall I take this to a vote, or what would you like me to do?
Let her go.
Let's see
yes,
if Jane, Ted.
Go ahead.
I just have a little problem, and that it might be just me, so feel free to ignore me, but I just have a little problem with the length of the motion. Are we going to be able to express this in one or two sentences that I can digest? I mean,
think it's great, but I can't be positive because my goodness gracious, it's a page and a half.
All right, Nancy, can we reduce this motion to
I don't think that's a rule. I apologize, Tom. I'm interrupting. Never mind.
No. You're not interrupting, Jane. You're absolutely right. If it's too lengthy, then we need to amend it and shorten it.
I would just like to condense it into two or three sentences so that we could be really clear, because I think it's legit. That don't misunderstand me. As a motion, it's just got a lot of supporting documentation that I'm not absolutely sure is necessary in order to get the motion passed. And I am happy to be wrong. Please don't misunderstand me. I would love to be wrong about this. I'm feeling really old right now. Sorry.
Go ahead, Ted. Hold on, Nancy. Nancy, hold on, please. Go ahead, Ted.
In attempting to accomplish what both Nancy and Jane just were addressing, I think the motion can be, we don't need to be it resolved. We just need to say a motion that the LSP establish a KPFT programming committee. And everything else, the following are guidelines that can help the committee in carrying out their activities. But the bottom line is the motion should be I move that the KPFT LSB establish a KPFT programming committee, period.
Okay.
I second.
All right. I'll just take it to a vote.
It's been made and seconded. We can discuss it.
I haven't finished reading it yet.
My bad. Any discussion?
Well, I would like to read the motion first.
The whole motion?
Nancy?
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry to say this, but it is, I agree with our fellow committee members. It is kind of lengthy. You're doing a great job. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to discredit you, but, we need to, you know, make a couple lines, you know, or about three lines. Okay.
Okay. I'd like to, the first thing that I had already read, that's the basis why we need a programming committee and why we have the authority to make one. The LSB has the authority, because it's in the bylaws and it's our duty. Letter G is our duty to work with management to make sure the programming is good for the community. Okay. Then it says the KPFT LSB established, be it resolved that they establish a KPFT programming committee to help with suggested recommendations. And then the following are 27 different recommendations, and these were made by the National Programming Committee when we were trying to make this very type of motion. So all these things, these are not requirements, but they're all very helpful in showing what is possible. I think they're very important. Like number one is programming assessments of the many aspects of the station programming. And from these 27 suggestions, these are not requirements of the programming committee, but just suggestions. And after they make their assessment of what kind of programming their station has, share it with the other programming committees and LSBs of the other four stations. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Okay.
And then number two, offer assistance to management and staff. That's what WPFW are doing. Whatever the management needs, they offer. And then number three, Nancy.
I call for the vote because I have to leave. So can we get this vote done?
Nancy, I have Jane has her hand up. Venetia needs to leave. So please Just let us.
I object. I object. I think I have a right to read the motion.
Yes. We all agree with what you wrote down on
but
the
you paper. Haven't read it yet.
I did just read it when you sent it to me. Now I can't talk about everybody else, but I have read every last one of those things that you just pointed out.
Were any of them, like disagreeable or,
No, they were
Nancy.
All.
Nancy!
Okay, okay, hold up. I want order.
Good.
I want order right now. I don't want an argument back and forth.
We're not arguing back and forth, Tom.
Nancy. I have called this, committee to back to order. Would you please, reframe? You know, talking now. Jane, would you go ahead, please?
All I have to say is I agree with Nisi, and Nancy does not have to read the entire motion. The motion is legitimate and is the business of the committee. And as you know, as chair of the LSB, I believe in my heart that the work of this group is done in the committees, and Nancy has done her homework, and that 27-page motion goes to the committee, but it's all legitimate. Everything that I read, and I did read it, is legit.
It's legit.
So we don't need to be defensive about it. Like, move on. It goes to the committee, and it's a good thing, as Martha Stewart would say. And on that note, as a white lady, I'm bowing out.
Okay. As chair, I'm going to take it to a vote. I need to know if we could go ahead and submit to the LSB that we have a program committee.
I have questions.
I need a first and second.
What? No, we don't have seconds in committee. I have a question. Did Otis have time to read this thing? Because he used to be program director at KPFT. And he would be able to see these things. I would like Otis to check them and say, no, this is out of line, or no, this is, we tried this before.
Nancy, remember with Jane, all we need to do is form the committee. And everything that you just wrote in this go straight to that committee. What we need to do is a vote to establish the committee. And everything.
And Otis is not, I'm sorry, Nisi, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm fine. I'm just trying to.
No, it's not up to Otis. It's up to us as the elected members of the committee.
And you bring it into the committee. Once the committee is formed, then you bring all of this to the committee.
Yes.
So what are we doing? Are we going to form a program committee? Yes or no?
Ted said the motion and I seconded it to form a program, a KPFT program committee.
Nancy on the stack.
We discussing it,
Nancy.
Now.
Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. Long, long, long time ago, there was a programming council, and it ended in February 2012 by the vote of a previous LSB, the 2009. I think they voted to stop it at February 2012. And Susan Young was chair in 2009 of the LSB, and she did say, when I first submitted this to the present LSB, she said that we should have a program council, which means elected like three LSBs and three staff and three listeners or something like that. That's how it was before. And it became very political when it was elected. And this will be just like the bylaw says, any member of that station has a right to join that committee. So you have more diverse opinions. That program council did not work because the staff did not want to do it. They didn't want it. At first, Marla Blue was in there, and then she left. But we had very few. Sandy was chair one time. Yeah, it was so
political. Point of order.
Yeah, the programmers did not want to vote in a way that the manager
wanted. Nancy, you won! Stop!
Thank you! No, I wanted critical analysis if there's something that's not right.
No, not relevant.
It's not relevant right now, Nancy.
You won!
That's what we keep
going. You got what you wanted.
Well, do y'all want it too?
Yes.
Of course!
We trying to vote for it.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I'd like to hear what Otis would say about it.
Okay, but Otis is one person.
Otis, we're gonna vote. Tom, let's vote. Please.
Okay, I've tried to take this to a vote. Ted, what is your point?
My point of order is that when Nancy goes into details about ancient history, she's being dilatory and you ought to rule her out of order.
Okay.
Everybody's good. Moving on.
Call for the order. Call for the motion. I gotta go. Can we vote, please?
Come on, can we please vote?
Captain Tom, this is Nancy. How about asking if there's any objections? If there's not, then it passes by acclamation.
Okay, I'm asking for a vote. Are there any objections?
No.
No.
Okay. I need a vote.
You don't need a vote. We're done.
What you need to say is, here are no objections. The motion carries by acclamation. That's all you need to say.
All right. It's done. Okay, thank you. I will do that. Okay. I need, they're hearing no objections. The
motion carries.
Okay.
By acclamation.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Let's move on to the next item on the agenda.
All right. Thank you guys. Love you. See you next time.
You.
I gotta go to
thank
another
you.
Meet. Otherwise I'd still be here.
Everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Number C, 4C, flyers on the library bulletin boards in Texas. For the purpose of outreach and involvement and inclusion of the community, the KPFD Outreach Committee recommends to the KPFD LSB approve a flyers in the library bulletin boards outreach action with a contest of children's art designs for the flyers with judges chosen with assistance from Retired Teachers Advisory Board. The draft of the CART script, I just made up one, but it can be changed. Hi there, children. KPFD is having an art contest for designs on KPFD flyers by children and winners selected by judges and announced and featured on KPFD. The winning designs will be part of the KPFD flyers to be posted on libraries in Texas. Check kpfd.org for applications to the KPFD Children's Art on KPFD Flyers contest. I'm finished.
Thank you. Okay. On the subject of the library, I have contacted the Harris County Library. They are willing to allow us to have flyers at each individual library in Harris County. Anybody else have any libraries available?
This is Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, the Houston City Library has about the same number. They both have, the county has around 30-something, and the city has around 30, 31, 32. They want to have at least 1 month in advance notice to see it and judge it, and then they will either email it to all the branches or they will print it and deliver it to all the branches, and the county also would do that. So the county had only one rule, nothing about fundraising on it, but anything about this radio station is fine. It just cannot be asking for donations, because they have a rule. You can't do that. So, for this Harris County, yeah, this, for this Harris County in Houston, those are just 60 libraries. I envision us going through the whole state of Texas. That's 640 city public libraries. Then we start off with Louisiana and Arkansas, and we just spread out. But I mean, I think we should have a starting target for at least 640 libraries in Texas.
All right, I need a motion to be able to post flyers.
You have the motion. I just read the motion.
I need a full of the motion. Jane, you have your hand up.
All I was going to say, and this is not specific to the motion, but Teresa Allen lives in Montgomery County, and I know that she has a good relationship with the Montgomery County Library System as well. So I'm just throwing that into the mix. It's just another good thing that we can do. And I support the motion absolutely.
All right. Hearing no objections, let's move on to the next item of the agenda.
Are there, so it passed?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Motion has passed.
Okay. Old business. Ted Weisgott asked that funding for outreach materials be allocated for flyers and bumper stickers and program guides. And in the past, the program guide was 14 inch by 22 inches. And KPFD banners. Oh yeah, I put number two. I wanted to know from Robin if she knew about what banners we have left that have not been stolen. So, Ted, did you want to make a motion about that?
Us to discuss, this issue, and I would appreciate input from Robin as well as anybody else.
All right. Any discussion?
I'm sorry. Did I miss something? I apologize. Can you rephrase the motion in words of one syllable that I can understand?
What I said was we need money to produce these flyers that we're going to put on library bulletin boards and other places. And I'm asking for funding.
Well, okay.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
We don't need to pay for Harris County or for the city because we can just send them by email, electronically, and they will do the printing and delivery to all their branches. So as far as the Harris County and the Houston City, we don't have to pay for any printing. So this is really nice. Now, other cities in Houston, they all have their own, in other cities in Texas, they have their own rules. So it will take a lot of calling. We'll divide the labor. And you'll be doing PR for KPFD by talking to the head, of all those libraries and all those different cities. That would be outreach as well, you know, telling, even if you took time to call the librarians, what Ted is mainly concerned about is that hard copy flyers that we give at events, like at Anderson Fair this weekend and Cottonwood, bumper stickers. I would love to see some bumper stickers like Prison Show, Democracy Now!, the U Talk Show, shows that are, have a bumper sticker for them. So we have never done that before. We've only done bumper stickers for the station. Anyway, he's worried about, can we have a budget line or can we have funding there? And Robin has already left, so we'll have to wait on this. Maybe we do this in finance.
I need a motion to table the tabling motion for our next meeting.
Let's table it.
Jane?
No, I object.
Hold on, Ted, please. Jane, go ahead.
Okay, all I want to say is, for those of us who live in outlying counties,
if we could be provided with electronic copy, we can either, and my personal library in my outlying county would again, as previously noted, print it at their expense. And at me as a citizen, I can print it at my personal expense because it's probably going to be under $10 and go to some of these more remote areas. But otherwise, I think the motion is absolutely fabulous. And I know that Houston and Harris County library systems are completely on board with printing it themselves and putting it out there. They are just thrilled to have it. Mm-hmm. And so that's my 24 cents. Thank you.
All right, Ted, what's your objection?
I have 2 points. One is that I'm going to withdraw the motion since Robin's not here and we don't have any access to the information, which makes the whole thing moot. And the second thing I have to say is this is stupid. And we do it over and over and over again when we call for tabling the motion. What happens if the motion fails? I can still bring it up at next month's meeting. So it's stupid to table it when it's irrelevant. So I'm withdrawing it, and I wish we'd never moved to table something since we don't even know what tabling means.
Who moved to table it? I thought that was you.
No, I'm withdrawing it.
No, I meant I asked for a motion to table it.
Nancy,
I'm stuck. Yes, Nancy.
I think when we don't know Robert's Rules of Order, it's just incorrect. Something may be incorrect, but I don't think we should use the word stupid, Ted.
You're right.
Okay?
You're right. I apologize for overreacting. After 22 years of this, I have a short fuse, and I'm sorry.
Thank you, Ted.
All right. Let's move on next to on the agenda.
Yes, new business. I made another motion. This motion is for student singers on KPFD air and visually. So the KPFD Outreach Committee recommends that the KPFD LSB approve the Outreach Committee to organize with advice from Retired Teachers Advisory Board on how best to feature students' musical accomplishments, interviews, and comments on KPFD music shows, both visually as well as on the air and in kpfd.org. So I think I want to motivate this motion. I think, for example, in the winter when I used to do singing competitions when I was in junior high school, it was done in the winter. State competitions, soloists, choral, maybe they're doing different things now, like maybe duets or quartets or something. And the winners, the ones that win, I think we could ask the advice of these retired teachers advisory boards and how to approach the schools and how to get these winners and record them and put them on the music shows. And then the music shows could also interview some of the students and have that on the air. So that would bring in the retired outreaching to the retired teachers, to the kids, to their families, maybe their school teachers as well. And
point of order.
Yes.
She is being dilatory. Can she either say something new or can we proceed to a vote?
No, I was motivating it, Ted.
Yeah, but you were repeating yourself.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Ted, you're out of order, sir. Okay.
Well,
please let Nancy finish with her motion.
Okay, so I think it's a good way to incorporate and get more membership and outreach of our station.
Okay, have you finished, Nancy?
Yes, I'm finished.
Yes, Jane, go ahead.
I think Nancy's suggestion is absolutely brilliant, and I wish I had thought of it. I'm so jealous. But
you kind of got into the weeds there, which is what Ted got worried about, but your motion is great and I second it enthusiastically. I think it is a brilliant outreach program for us to reach out into the community, and I will help any way I can because I know a lot of these people, and both of my daughters were in UIL in Houston, and there's so much talent, and you know, just that our oldest daughter went to the high school for the performing and visual arts, and there is so much talent there, and it is just so brilliant to bring it into KPFT. I cannot tell you how enthusiastically I support this. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Okay. I'm asking for a vote.
You can ask for, are there any objections?
I just got done saying that, Nancy. Thank you. Oh. Are there any other objections?
No.
Okay. And then the motion is approved.
Except by Let's acclamation.
By acclamation. Yeah. Thank you, Jane. I'm sorry. I'm trying to
now
keep
it's
up
good.
With
this. I love this shit. I don't know. I love it as much
Excuse
as
me,
Ted
would
does.
You please... Excuse me,
Sorry.
Would you please control your language?
Seven deadly.
Sorry.
Yes.
The stuff. Okay. I love the stuff.
Oh.
Okay.
I thank everybody.
Thank you, Jane.
May I go on? The next one is V2, 5.2. Motion for a KPFT volunteer bank cart. The KPFT Outreach Committee recommends to the KPFT LSB to recommend to management that a cart be made and aired and to consider to add a click mark on the application to be a volunteer on kpft.org. Does everybody understand that part? On the website, there's a little box and it says, volunteer at KPFT. And I looked at that thing many times. I just thought it's what just asking people to volunteer. But one day I accidentally touched it with my finger and a whole application form came out, to become a volunteer. And I didn't know that was on the website. So I'm going to ask, management, maybe we don't need a motion, but just to ask management to put a click mark or a little arrow or something so people will click it. And, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one that's misunderstanding, but, that application form is for becoming a volunteer and we need to build up a bank so that we have more than just four people at the MLK parade. That's hard. Teresa was taking the left side of the parade and I was taking the right side or I was doing the left, she was doing the right. And then two other volunteers holding the banner. And we need more people at events and at the parade.
Oh, take sorry. An emotion.
Yeah, short. That's the motion. I read it.
shorten it. Okay. Bring it forward.
Okay, and here's
okay.
the...
Ted,
yeah,
Ted,
it's three lines, what I read.
Nancy.
I want to read the rest of it. The draft script
Nancy,
of a card.
Nancy,
yes?
There's a point of order on the floor. Ted, what is your point?
She was starting to be dilatory again. I'm ready to vote. Yes.
Okay, I have a draft script of a card, and they can change it up later on.
No, not relevant. It's a yes or no. We support you. You win. We don't need to hear the card.
Nancy, you're out of order. Would you please maintain the agenda? Okay. I'm asking you, please, nicely, not to be a lengthy conversation. We're taking it to a vote. Do I have any objections?
Well, don't you want to include the script?
No. Nope.
No.
Because
not
they're going to ask for a script.
It's not relevant.
Yeah, it is. To be a volunteer.
Nancy.
Nope.
Nancy, you're out of order. Control your temper.
I'm not angry. I'm just saying, I think we should say in a card.
Don't raise your voice.
Nope.
Do not raise your voice in this meeting. Are you understanding me?
I'm not yelling.
Please don't raise your voice. I'm asking you nicely. Please do not do that. Let's move on to the agenda.
I object. I think we need to present a cart and give the importance of a cart because a lot of people do not have Wi-Fi devices, so they cannot go to kpfd.org. But if they hear it on the radio, then they know, oh, they have, they need volunteers. And the cart, script is just, to volunteer.
I am not going to entertain that. Okay. I'm sorry. I've refused to entertain it. Ted, you had your hand up.
Yeah, the reason I'm opposed to voting on the script is because we are recommending to management. Hopefully management will listen to either our chair or the motivator of this motion to include this script or something very close to it in what is aired. If it isn't, then the motion should be brought back to us. The problems that we face should be addressed at that time. But hopefully they will take our recommendation and I'm done.
Okay, the next one is events. Okay,
hold a moment. Nancy, I want you to get that we absolutely are appreciating all the work you've done and just take a tiny breath and let us accept it and move it forward because you have done your homework and we don't need to move forward every little particular detail. Having a cart. Yes, no. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Outreach committee. We are behind you 100%. Move on. And I'm sorry. I don't mean that to be rude. I love you. I think it's great. You're doing amazing work. So let's go to the next thing.
Okay. In the motion I wrote, it did not say about the cart. I need to add that. So can I add at the end where it says,
no, you don't. Nope. We trust you to bring it forward. We trust you.
No, I mean, it has to, from this committee,
actually it doesn't.
Well, it's better from a committee. A motion from a committee does not need to be, how can I say it? Automatically gets on the agenda. So, but if an individual offers a motion.
Take a breath.
I'm calling the meeting back to order.
Sorry.
I'm calling the meeting back to order.
Okay. Okay, Captain Tom, I would like to add to that motion and a cart. Three words.
I refuse to entertain that part of the motion.
Because it doesn't say.
Take it to the vote, please.
Okay. But if you look at the wording, it does not have about the cart. It just says recommend.
It's not needed to have about the cart. We understand the motion. Okay?
Oh, so this group does not really have a cart.
Can you appreciate when you've won?
Wait a minute. This motion is without the cart or, I mean, no, okay, let me see. Recommends a... to recommend management that a card be made and aired. Oh, it is included. Okay. It's fine as it is. Okay. I thought I forgot to put the word card.
Ted, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
I've been trying to say, point of order, that the words that a card be made is there for the last 3 minutes. Well, Nancy missed it. Can we proceed to a vote?
Okay. Ted makes a motion to proceed to a vote. Can we have a vote, please?
Do we need to call the roll, or can we just...
No.
Hearing no objections.
No objections. then the motion is approved. May we go on to the next item on the
okay.
agenda.
The last one is a list of events that I found from the online searching. Korean Festival will be at Discovery Green this weekend at Saturday from 11 till 9, and it's free. And they'll have dancing and music and food. I could volunteer to go in the morning until 1, from 11 to 12 to 1, and then or 1:30 at the latest. Then I have to leave for another meeting. The next thing is Rocktober.
Okay, do you have any literature with you?
Yes, I have. Yes, and I'll have to. Yeah, I have some, and I usually carry a sandwich board. You know, I wear one about KPFT and about Medicare for All, and then
point of order.
Go ahead, Chad. What's your point?
My point is that we are free speech radio. We have never restricted people from going to any event. We should bring events to everyone's attention, but we don't need to vote on any of these things. If people want to contact Nancy and she wants to help to make sure that we're covering these events plus the event at Anderson Fair, she can let us know that she's willing to be the clearinghouse for these events, but we don't have to approve. And even if we didn't approve, we can't restrict her from going to an event and spreading the word about KPFT.
I'm not going to do that. She's more than welcome to do that if she has the time and the ability. Yes, Jen.
Sorry, Nancy. I didn't mean to step on you. I'm going to say, as members of the committee, and several of us are also members of the LSB, and speaking as chair of the LSB, I said that earlier, and I'm going to say it again. All y'all, you are active participants in our committees, and the work of KPFT is done in the committees. And I completely trust Nancy to go because she is willing to pull up her socks and go to these events and be there as the face of KPFT. I think we should all just stand up and thank her for doing that, because that's a thing that needs to be done, and I wish I could do it more. I'm regaining a lot of mobility, and I hope to be able to stand at booths very soon. But all y'all, you know, we all need to stand up and represent KPFT. And that's all I have to say. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop now.
Thank you, Jane. You're absolutely correct on that. Yes, Nancy. Go ahead. What's your question?
I'm not volunteering for all six of these events. I just wanted to let the committee know about it and maybe send this agenda to the LSB or let them know about these events. Maybe some of them can also volunteer. For example, I just wanted to put a list, and I'll add the Anderson Fair thing and send it. There's another one in Galveston for the same day, this Saturday, and they've got a big festival, Oktoberfest, and I wrote the, they're going to even have tubas from San Antonio, band. The Fifth Ward is having one on the same day, and it's free. Round Top, October 25th through 29th on Texas Highway 237 for 11 miles on both sides of the highway will be vendors for their Oktoberfest. I cannot go there. I don't have a car. And then November 5th through 6th is the Palestinian Festival in Southwest Freeway in Sugarland. And the tickets are $21.
Recording
and $5
stopped.
$5 more if you buy
recording
the ticket
in progress.
I cannot afford this, and I don't have a car to go to Sugarland. But we should maybe tell management about this. Maybe maybe Art Living Art interview them about their Palestinian festival, because they were in a small place at Market Square. This is the first time they're going to be in a huge area in I don't know where this is, on Southwest Freeway in Sugarland. So and it was like $10 before, now it's $21, but maybe they will give some free tickets for somebody from KPFD to do outreach or a table. I don't know, but if we give them some airtime. Anyway, this is something I will send to Robin and Sandy.
Okay.
That's it. That's all.
All right, hold it. Hold it. Okay. Ted, you had your hand up. Go ahead.
There's another event this weekend. It's a three-day pickleball tournament at the Memorial Park Tennis Center. I don't know whether it's free admission or if there's a charge, but regardless, people, if there is an entry space, there would be a place nearby where the handing out of literature would be possible. I suspect it's going to be well attended.
Are you going, Ted? Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. I can give you some flyers.
Okay. And some, Jay, and you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Okay. What I want to say is that is amazing, Ted. And that is a beautiful opportunity. And Ted and Nancy both are actually doing their homework as outreach committee members. And if anybody wants $5 or $10 from me personally to do some printing, I'm happy to share that. But as an LSB member, I feel like it is part of my responsibility to be able to throw in that $5 or $10 for outreach because it's so important. And you both are doing your homework. I mean, I think I've said this, Nancy. I hope you hear me, Nancy, when I say I just have so much admiration for you because you show up, you do your homework, you find these events, you go to the events, and that's what outreach is all about. And each of us, and some of us have physical limitations, and some of us are, I don't know how to say this, old. I'm old. I just passed 76. Ted and I are exactly the same age, which I think is really cute. Your willingness to find these things and anything that we can do to help you recruit other members of KPFT to show up and represent, we will do whatever we can do to support you.
Absolutely. Jay, do you know of anybody on the LSB that's going to show up to these events?
Not right off the top of my head, but as soon as this meeting is over, I'm sending out the email as chair of the LSB to, you know, scare people off of their chairs because, you know, I can do that. Because okay, scary person. You knew that. You knew that when you brought me on.
We have Cottonwood this Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be out at Cottonwood on Saturday. If anybody wants to come out there to attend the event, that would be great. Ted is right and Nancy's right and Jane is right. We need volunteers. We need people to get out there and start promoting KPFT. And I've been preaching this for so long, it's not funny. So, okay, Mike, do you have anything?
Well, I'm going to still go out to the sports games coming up, and hopefully when the Astros, if they sweep the Yankees, they'll be in the World Series. I will be out there promoting KPFT because that is a worldwide event. Hopefully we can go all the way this year. And also the Texans are coming up and all these sporting events promoting KPFT. And I've gotten a lot of people interested, passed out a lot of bumper stickers. I hope I can get some more, kind of running low. But that's where I'm promoting because there's a lot of people at these events. And since COVID's going away, hopefully knock on wood, people are going out and enjoying the sporting events like they did before COVID.
All right. Well, there's an event at the VA. Also, on November the 9th, I will be attending that, okay, and the veterans side for the Veterans Award Show. So I will be hopefully have flyers with me. I will pass out flyers for that event as well. Ted, do you have anything?
Well, I just, I'm online right now, and I think it's $10 admission fee to attend the pickleball tournament at Memorial Park. Gates open every day at 8 a.m. And so it's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. Jane.
Each of us as board members have, you know, have the opportunity to throw in from time to time $5 or $10 to show up at a meeting, at an event. And that's really all I have to say. And I'm just really, I'm just going to say this. I'm really proud of all y'all. And as chair of the LSB, I'm really proud of the outreach committee because you all are thinking and you're looking at, and let's all look at all of our friends, and Nancy has done an amazing job looking at community events, and we need to reach out to other LSB members and other listeners and members of KPFT who can show up and stand next to us. And I'm going to say this, and I said it, and I'm sorry she's not here. Teresa Allen works her butt off. Can I say butt? Anyway.
Yes, that's not a seven deadly.
She really.
Yeah, you can go ahead and say that. Yes.
No, and Teresa Allen shows up at the garden show, you know, and all of these things that it, you know, if it brings one or two or five new listener members to KPFT, it's what we used to call a mitzvah. It is a blessing to all of us. And okay. So, and that's it. I'm done. I'm done for the night. I've got to go make dinner. My goodness, I'm 2 hours.
Okay. Late. All right. What's the next item on your agenda?
If that's it, that's finished. Okay. May I make a
schedule
suggestion?
The next meeting.
Yes, the next meeting.
The next meeting is going to be November the 17th at 6:15 p.m. Okay. I need a motion to adjourn.
Wait. Nancy wants to ask something. The pickleball event, the date and the times and the address. Ted, could you send that, to the committee or to me?
I'm just going to tell you right now, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday starting each day at 8 a.m. at the Memorial Park Tennis Center.
Yes.
All right,
okay.
Thank you. I need a motion to adjourn.
No, I wanted to say one more thing.
Yes.
What?
I would appreciate it if, for next month's agenda, all these motions that are included in the meeting be included in the agenda, not in some other location. Everything that we voted on tonight should have been in the agenda so we can think about them in advance of the meeting. And if Nancy is the secretary, and we meet again, you said on November the 16th, is that right?
17th. Third Thursday.
So if we have motions, we should send them to her at least a week in advance?
Yes.
11:10.
Yes.
Is that acceptable, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, I approve of that. We can advance any motions that need to be sent to the secretary. Need to be a 7-day advance. Jane, you have anything else? Okay. I need a motion to adjourn, please.
Let's adjourn.
Okay.
Thank you, Otis. Thank you, everybody.
So moved. Okay, we have an adjournment at 7:44 p.m. Otis, thank you for streaming.
Y'all are awesome. Thank you for all for doing your homework and showing up.
Well, before I go, I want to apologize if I got upset with my committee members. I do not mean to be that way, but we need to keep it as strictly as business. And we need to stay calm while we are at meeting. Thank you.
Yes, stay calm, Tom.
Thank you.
Say that again, Mike.
Good night and take care.
Stay calm.
Yeah, okay, I'm staying calm. Thank you, Mike.